To Lebanon next, and investigations are continuing into the shooting dead of Private Sean Rooney after a UN vehicle carrying Defence Forces personnel was attacked in South Lebanon last week. Separate investigations by the Lebanese Armed Forces, the UN, and our own Defence Forces are underway. Our correspondent Paul Cunningham joins me now from Beirut. Paul, can you bring us up to date with these various investigations that are ongoing?
Yeah, the three investigations are continuing in Lebanon today. One by the Lebanese authorities, one by the Irish Defence Forces assisted by the Garda Síochána, and also another investigation from UNIFIL. None of the spokespeople for these investigations were talking. You know, it's pretty intense at the moment. They've interviewed many people and they're now trying to effectively cross-reference those interviews to ensure that they can establish exactly what happened. While that was going on today, I visited the district of Ashrafieh in Beirut. It's clearly a Christian area with a 15-metre high white statue of Mary on one corner and another of the patron Saint Charbel on the other. The people on the street I was talking to expressed outright shock at the killing of Private Sean Rooney, one man telling me that his whole body trembled when he heard the terrible news on Thursday morning. But the person I was there to interview was a former minister from the Lebanese Forces Party, which is a Christian bloc. His name is Richard Ki Omajian, and I asked him about what he felt were the chances of justice being secured against the killers of Private Sean Rooney.
Well, we want justice to be done, but unfortunately, I mean, due to the Hezbollah role there, I don't think we're gonna get anywhere, because now they're saying like it's the resident there or the people or the area that committed this crime. While no, I mean, we believe that it's Hezbollah. It was a planned action. It was a planned crime, and just the poor Sean paid the price of bigger politics that being playing there. I mean, Hezbollah has a clear intention to limit the role of the UNIFIL, to draw some red lines about their behavior, about their action.
And Paul, what do we know now about how relations are on the ground between UNIFIL troops, including the remaining Irish troops there, and Lebanese people on the ground?
Well, it's always been a difficult relationship, and that's because between the Litani River and the Israeli border, it's mainly a Shia area, not exclusively, but mainly. And there are two main blocs who are in power there. One is Amal, which is both a political and military bloc, and the other is Hezbollah, again, a political and military bloc. Both Amal and Hezbollah are part of the Lebanese government at the moment. But in the south, there's been tempers have been fraying there locally, in which Hezbollah has been saying that the presence of UNIFIL is an infringement of Lebanese sovereignty, and there's an undercurrent there, a suggestion, completely untrue, but a suggestion that somehow the UNIFIL forces are acting hand in glove with Israelis. And that's where some of the friction has been happening on the ground at checkpoints, at different positions, but nothing in the order of what happened to Private Sean Rooney. It's important to say that the Lebanese Forces Party, a Christian bloc, finds Hezbollah an anathema. So it's not a surprise that they are pinning the blame on Hezbollah. In the actual village where the incident took place, there are Amal flags flying. But the sort of view of some in the prosecutor's office is that Hezbollah had been involved. But it has to be said, the investigation is ongoing. No finding of fact has been made. And Hezbollah itself said this was a local issue and had got nothing to do with them. But I did go on to ask the former minister of the Lebanese forces, Richard Ki Omajian, what did he think was the future of UN and Lebanese relations following on from the killing of Private Sean Rooney?
It's in Lebanon advantage that the UNIFIL would stay here, because they've been playing a huge, important and peaceful role since the 80s, and we want them to stay. I'm not sure if all Lebanese want them to stay. I mean, especially Hezbollah group. It's unfortunate, but they're playing a crucial role in applying 1701 UN Security Council resolution, but it has to be implemented really in full. You cannot allow some armed people to stay there, whether underground or above the ground. This is a breach to the 1701 resolution. The Nations Security Council has to take decisions. He has to define from the beginning the role of UNIFIL there, and it has to be applied in full.
I think what you get there is an impression and an understanding of how complicated this story is, how difficult it is at some times for UNIFIL forces to operate, and also how problematic it's going to be to reach a conclusion in this particular investigation, Richard.
Paul, thank you very much for that.